I'm Tim Hamrich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Could vanilla be the next big crop in South Florida? Researchers are looking at the viability of the crop that is currently sourced from countries like Madagascar, which today produces 60 to 80% of the world's supply of the crop. Dr. Alan Chambers is one of those researchers. He's an assistant professor at the University of Florida based in Homestead.
We've had the commercial vanilla species in South Florida since the early 1900s, but we've never had a commercial market. And yet we have growers coming to us regularly asking, you know, what's the next big thing? What can I do to maintain my profitability? And what we need are high value, easily recognizable crops like vanilla.
Chambers is in the process of running trials on the crop. Some of those trials include growing the vines in orchards.
In South Florida, it can be grown in shade houses, which is basically the same screen as you have over your window. So it's much less expensive than greenhouses. Vanilla does need shade. So we're looking at dense production in shade houses, so long rows of plants. But we're also looking at alternative strategies where you could grow the vanilla vines on, say, an avocado tree. Now on the same land, you're producing avocado as your primary crop and vanilla as your secondary crop.
The team is also looking into business models for the crop to make sure it's both agronomically and economically viable. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report. I'm Tim Hamrich.